it's in my contract.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's gonna create something that's different than that's in my lease agreement,
mm-hmm.
and paragraph one is going to say that, then I need to know that, because that would drum down anything in the following sections. Okay, because I know what I agreed to in my lease.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and hand those out, I guess. The county attorney's opinion is that the minimum standards, this doesn't change anything that's in your lease. You know, you're allowed to do certain things, and you're still allowed to do those things under these minimum standards. It's just the how you do those things will be different, maybe, than what you're thinking they are.
That was okay till you got to that very last statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the minimum standard, if you're not, and I don't want to say just you, if
right.
anybody in this airport is not performing these aeronautical services today, once, no matter what agreement they have to do that, once these standards take effect, somebody starting that service has to meet the minimum standards.
I don't know that I agree with that. Because those 10 items that are in my lease.
You can still do those 10 items. Nothing in your lease tells you how many.
But that conflicts with what you just said, Jim.
He said anybody who's not doing those today.
All right, pick a.
Say flight training. That's
flight
in my
training.
Lease.
Okay.
So if I'm not doing flight training today.
Right.
But it's in my lease that I can do that.
You can do. Right.
Then.
If the minimum standards go into effect tomorrow and you decide to start a flight school the day after, the minimum standards will apply to you. It doesn't prevent you from starting a flight school. It just tells you what standards you have to meet.
That's not good. I disagree with that.
But yes. I think the point is that concept is 1.2. Mm-hmm. How we write the minimum standards, that's a different. I think I agree with Jim and say that's a different discussion of the minimum standards versus how we end up with 1.2, the language we're in there. Mm-hmm. We could change it, Jeff, to in any number of ways we could change whenever we get to having the discussion of 1.2. Larry brings up a good point. But I don't think we can't write minimum standards of other activities. There could be a carve out in 1.2 that says except for any existing contracts, and that's gonna have to be debated when we get
and like I said, the county attorney's opinion is it doesn't violate anything that you've agreed to and the county's agreed to.
But his opinion is one thing. What we agree to write in there is when that day comes, it could be next month, it could be the month after.
Right.
That's
where you get into the committee recommends this, the county attorney recommends this, the airport manager recommends this,
right.
the county administrator recommends this, county council, it's your decision.
Because otherwise, it just puts a halt to the whole discussion if we can't fix it. 1.2 has to be agreed upon before we can have any other discussion. we might as well debate 1.2 whether Larry's here or not, then, I suppose.
Yeah, but I think, for example, and I don't know what's going through Larry's mind, so this is just, brainstorming. He doesn't have his library, his museum and library down there, which is one of his intentions when he built the hangar.
Larry's lease allows him to use that property for any aviation purpose. So he's got more things he can do than you can.
Okay.
You can only do those 10 things. He can do anything as long as it's aviation related.
So, but if the minimum standards says that to have a library, you got to have $16 million worth of insurance, and that's not what his intent was. And understanding is by his lease.
Well, that's a bad example because he has a library on the airport today. But
if he moves it from there to his hangar,
well,
that's where his lease is.
He could start a maintenance business or an FBO or a flight training, but any one of the things he could start. And then
it wouldn't apply to the library because he's already performing.
Yeah,
he's already doing that.
He's
just doing it someplace.
He would
someplace
have to,
else. But
he'd have to meet these new standards.
Well, wait a minute. That's not true, Jim. He has a lease for down there.
Right.
So, his
lease says he can use it for any aviation purposes. So, an aviation library would be
right.
an aviation. So, he can use that property for a library.
But we're talking about that lease down there.
Yep.
I'm just that lease. He has his library down here. He wants to move it from that spot to this spot. You can make the argument that he.